favoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year to everybody. We are now in 2022. Boulder, Colorado. What does Boulder, Colorado and Paradise, California have in common? Well, Paradise, California, the fires that took place there a couple of years ago were direct energy weapon targets, as well as geoengineered HAARP technology. What happened in Boulder, Colorado last week, last Thursday, toward the end of the year? Just so happens, just before the new year begins, there are these investigators nationally that are looking at and research what happens with the high winds that take place not only in Boulder, Colorado last week, but throughout the country that followed the weather conditions in Northern California when those big fires hit a couple of years ago, 3 years, 4 years. It wasn't just a year, it was multiple years. What does that have to do with Boulder, Colorado? Was the area east of Boulder in the Louisville area, was it targeted by the Friends of Greta Thunberg? Thunberg? Agenda 2021, 25, 2030 programs. This is from State of the Nation. This is yesterday. And they are in their article, Operation Torch Colorado, a red alert. Could it be that this fire was a targeted by secret societies or political action groups or non-governmental organizations or a small company of large corporations small company or large corporations? Could it be an intentional attack? Well, in the article, it is mentioning that these winds were not normal. Boulder does get high winds occasionally, but these winds were exceptional. 12-hour winds gusting to 100 plus miles per hour. I had read one article or listened to one article program, and I believe the person said that there might have been a gust of 150 mile an hour. This is not normal. Another article from Michael Jaco. This would be whatdoesitmean.com. Michael Jaco, Colorado homes that get hit with HAARP. He had a guest on, Peggy, I don't know her last name, but she brought out some interesting points. I've talked about geoengineering HAARP programs directed to energy weapons in previous programs at the end of last year, October, November. The same kind of fires that hit Louisville, that torched these homes, there was something that was unique. The homes would burn flat to the ground. The roofs would burn and fall right into the cavity of the foundation. And trees right at the vicinity, the proximity of the home all the way around, were left standing. I investigated, I found some research of similar patterns that took place in the Colorado Springs fire, what was it, a decade ago, where you would have a tree, pine tree, the branches would actually touch the outside wall of the home. The home burnt, the roof, everything, right into the cavity, right into the foundation. Everything was contained. It wouldn't fall outside, but right down into that footprint of the foundation. But the trees were left standing. This occurred also in the Paradise fires in Northern California. And did Governor Newsom know about a possible HAARP directed energy, geoengineered fires, winds, drought? Did Governor Newsom of California know about that? Well, from the investigations that I did, the people that were living, that lived in the Paradise area, looking at that were savvy of the Agenda 21 programs, they believe that Newsom knew about it, public service, or the PP&L, Pacific Power and Gas, PP&G. They were part of it. They would see and hear military, these big military aircraft, and they would see blue lights coming out of these aircraft. And wherever the blue light would hit, laser, the fire would ignite. Then there was other evidence that some of these directed energy beams could be sent 200, 250 miles from along the coast of California inland to that area, and immediately fires would begin. Are we talking conspiracy, or are we talking fact? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction. What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated, and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
It would be unwise to discount the fact or the thought that this could actually happen. But fair is fair. What do I mean by that? What happened in Northern California was an Agenda 2021 plan. It was not an accident, I don't believe. The governor, Pacific Power and Gas, other agencies within the state, the local area, there was a lot of talk about, and this wasn't conspiracy, talk about a plan that was mapped out in Paradise, in the Paradise area, to put in these new smart buildings, little tiny buildings that were all, eco-friendly, eco-engineered, small units, eco-friendly building materials. So if people in the state government knew about this and maybe were part of it, what happened there seems to be, we have a sister city here, I think. Paradise, California has a sister city in a crime scenario, and it would be Louisville, Colorado. My opinion, similarities, homes burn flat to the ground, trees are left standing. The fire was so intense that the aluminum blocks in some of the foreign cars actually would melt, and you would see the puddle of aluminum flowing away from the car. The cars were incinerated. Nothing was left. And these were cars that were sitting 40, 50, 60 feet away from the home. But the trees between the home and the car were left standing. Photos of a tree burning, a pine tree, a big tree, and the heart of the tree is on fire, but the outside of the vehicle, outside of the tree, the bark, the limbs, no problem. Then in this article in Michael Jayco, again, whatdoesitmean.com, you can go to the Michael Jayco, Colorado Homes Hit with Abbreviated HARP, and they talked about in the interview that in Israel, people would actually catch fire internally. There was a photo of somebody where smoke was coming out of the nostrils and the ears of an individual. I'm sure he died. Well, how could this happen? Prior to what happened in Paradise, California, there was extensive chemtrail spraying. And in the chemtrails, they have who knows what. Aluminum particles, barium, we don't know everything, but whatever it is will react or act with 5G networks. And the 5G towers can emit the right frequency to cause whatever this dust is everywhere to ignite. Then in an area they spray and you have this contamination in the air going into a home, filling all the rooms, minute particles, just small particles, but nevertheless, air does what it does. filling up a home, ducts, the rooms, it settles because there's no, you know, the airflow. It's quiet still. Still air flows. Everything just settles. And the way this technology works, the way I understand it, is when you have these particles, they will react to heavy 5G waves. Then, in conjunction, you have these smart meters. And with the smart meters, they definitely are tied into the 5G, the cell towers, which some homes would burn, and then right next door there would be a home that was intact. And in a neighborhood, everything is just flat to the ground, but there's one home that you would think, this is an anomaly. Why is this home standing in an intense burn area? I don't know if they're playing games, if it's a joke, if they want to let people know what they can do. People that can catch fire, how did they catch fire? Because in their lungs you have whatever is being sprayed. Is this conspiracy, or are people starting to wake up? In the interview on Michael Jaco with this girl, I think her name was Peggy, she was saying that 2 weeks earlier, there were a few other small fires around Boulder. She believed they may have been test fires, just to see if the conditions were right. And then she stated that, according to local news, there were mosaic patterns as the fire burned. You know, when you go into a restaurant, you have that little square, and you take your cell phone and you hit that little square that has all this mosaic pattern in it, and you can order, you can get the menu. Well, how can you do that? Could it be, I don't know, just a thought. Let's say that there are mosaic patterns in that neighborhood, in that area where everything burned. Let's say that you take a satellite, you take a shot of that area, and you have mosaic patterns, just like that little square that you see that you use your cell phone on. Could they do that from outer space? Could that be relating something to them? Now, this is way out there, I know. It's just a thought. But these people, they do. Nothing is accidental with these people. The winds were not accidental. The chemtrail spraying two weeks before, was not accidental. People that were catching colds, getting some type of sickness, that you cannot say everything at any time somebody is sick, it's a COVID-related sickness. Peggy says that she saw, it looked like snow falling out of the sky. It wasn't precipitation. And then whatever it was that was falling, like snowflakes, would go back up into the air. Well, what is this stuff? She doesn't get sick. She said she got very sick, but she takes nutrients, so she won't get sick, but she got sick anyhow. It showed in the area of the burn, cell towers, 5G towers. And the embers from one house to the other house are not what started the fires, according to what she was stating. The embers were embers. It takes a while for embers to get something hot enough to cause things to combust. These homes are not generally combustible. In a wind pattern, I've seen these wind patterns in Boulder. They come down that channel to the north of Boulder from up in the hills going up to the peaks, and it channels right down in through Boulder, settles down in East Boulder, and right out into the Louisville area. Well, if the fire started in the west, there should be a natural pattern of burn coming west, moving to the east, consuming like a forest fire, everything in its path. But these fires were erratic. There was one on the west, there'd be one on the north, there'd be one in the center, there'd be one in the south, away from the natural wind pattern and the natural pattern of the flow of fire. So something was happening. The embers weren't blowing from one area a mile away or half a mile away and igniting a home, and then boom, 20 homes are on fire. No, it's not logical. You've ever seen a grass fire? Wherever the wind is blowing, that wind will carry the sparks, the embers, in direct line with the pattern of the wind. This was anything but a direct pattern. Pardon me. Then, according to what this investigator was looking at, she said that there were nine different spots in different areas. The winds were so severe that semis were on their side. I've seen semis, you know, they tip when they're not heavily loaded. The big box trucks, 65 foot long, the wind will 60 mile an hour, 70 mile an hour winds knock them over. It's natural. But she again stated that, I think I heard her correctly, that there may have been gusts to 150 miles an hour. 80 miles an hour steady to up to 100, which is again not a natural pattern. Could that be HAARP? I remember years ago, a decade ago, when the fires west of Fort Collins over the peaks, Cameron Pass and north, they had 150 mile an hour winds hit the forest, knocked the trees down like dominoes, and the trees would actually, the wind would cause a tree to turn, twist right in place, and you would see the inside of the tree just spiraled, and the tree wouldn't break, it would just turn it, it would spin it. Well, they figured those winds were 150 mile an hour, maybe even more. Some people suspected that they took the jet stream, brought it down, used it like a hose, and hit that forest. I forget how many 10,000 acres of trees were destroyed. Then they wouldn't let them harvest the trees for anything. They just let them lay there. Nothing more than fire, a tinder for fires. Then she went on to say that, again, a lot of people in Boulder are getting sick. Then just recently there was a little earthquake in Boulder, which nobody heard about. She's suspecting, wondering if there was an explosion underground. Are they testing something? Again, with the cell towers. And here in the autumn of this year, we have severe drought here in Colorado. We've had the record driest autumn ever. Accident or HAARP? And going back to the people in California that were aware of a possible plan to destroy the homes in Paradise and other burn areas in California, knowing that after these fires were done, the owners would not be allowed to go back in and build a nicer home than what was burned to the ground. Rather, there were laws now. You had to follow these strict environmental laws on what you could use as far as your building materials, how big the homes would be. What did people do? They just walked away. They said, heck with it, we'll sell our land and just walk away. We don't want to be under this type of restriction. We want to build a home that we can live in, that we can enjoy. We'll continue in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC.
Where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
For the most part, you can say that the Democrat governors of the Democrat states in this country, most of the Democrat mayors of the country, I'm going to make this real, are environmentalists. They all had to, are having to sign on with this, the global agendas, the eco-environmental tyranny. They don't have a choice if they're going to be in these positions of whether they be governors or mayors. They have to sign on to this. Otherwise, they're not going to get elected. What happened in California, Northern California, with all these fires that have been taking place with the droughts that they've had. Then before that, you had these massive rains and snows. Accidental. The farmers have drought in the San Fernando Valley. They're losing their farms. The Oroville Dam here 4 years ago, was to the point of the dam was so full it was going to rupture, and it did have some damage to it. Now, 3 years later, there's nothing, there's no water in that dam. The natural snow melt coming out of the Sierra Nevadas is non-existent. So in California, you have, in my personal opinion, Governor Newsom, the senators, most of the mayors of most of the big cities are part of the plan. Whether they would even admit it, they are globalists. They are in step with the global agendas. They are knowledgeable, in my opinion. They're too intelligent to not know about these weather warfare technologies. The same in Colorado. The same here in this capital. I don't believe that these people are ignorant. They're intelligent. They are cunning. They are aware of the plans for these global agendas internationally, nationally, in the states. And I know that they don't communicate on through email. Everything they do is done with secure networks. But all these blue state governors, I have to say, are aware of the plans. And everybody has to give and take. But they are assured, in my opinion, that even though there's going to be catastrophe within their states that could really affect their tax income, I believe that the federal government has already agreed they will be taken care of. In the red states, it would be a different story. Is it that diabolical? Well, look at the way that in this country things have polarized. Red state, blue state. This is just really common sense. Yes, it didn't hit Boulder. It won't hit Boulder. Why? Because it is a great voter base. It should be, and another thing too, is there in Louisville, or Lafayette, or in Louisville, in Superior. I had to think about this. From the day that I heard about these fires, the very first thing I had to think about, this was not accident. I had to believe immediately this was premeditated, a plan, because I did not hear of the fire starting in the west and following the wind pattern on down the line. Too sporadic, too far away from the main burn area, quarter of a mile away, something erupts over in another area, and another area, and another area, and another area. It didn't stay to a main flow. That's the way fire is. I used to play with fire a lot when I was a kid. I used to have to burn trash when we could. The best thing for the environment, in a sense. And I knew, but I didn't have the evidence. But I thought, well, nothing is going to be hidden. Everything will come out. Everything will be made known. We're going to find out. It didn't hit Boulder, and it didn't follow a pattern. It was too erratic. Then on top of that, finding out now that they had been spraying heavily, which I know every day, driving to the station, or driving around. Cactus and I go out and take a drive and visit about things. Look at the sky. Well, they're spraying heavy today over southern Colorado, south of Denver. Whoop, they're spraying up north of Fort Collins over Cheyenne. Whoops, coming right over the peaks, right over Long's Peak and straight east. You can't fool all the people all the time. And then on top of that, everybody, all these governors, have to give and take. There's nothing sacred. Then at the end of the year, one article I was reading talking about there had to be a sacrifice. Thank God not many people died. But here we just come out of a great satanic period of time, right from the 21st to the 25th of December. And here we hit the first of the year, and this takes place. And then, one day later, we have the first snow of the winter and the fall down here at this level. And it drenches. You know why? Because it's going to hold everything in place. It's going to keep all this contaminated ash from going anywhere. It's going to keep it right in place. It's going to turn it to kind of like a hard clay and keep it set so that it doesn't whip up and contaminate people and make people sick downstream. Like who? Who would get sick? We'll think about that. Come back and talk about it. Rick Rodriguez.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
During the break, I was thinking that, you know, you've heard the term serial killer. You know, these serial killers. Well, I've never heard this term that I'm going to present to you, but corporate serial killers. That is what's happening internationally. There are these sociopath, psychopathic people. And a corporate a corporate group of these people. Corporate serial killers. One thing about this fire, they generally have ways to contain it, but with the winds blowing the way they were, something interfered, I believe, with their plans. Now, I'm going to give you a verse out of, I believe it's out of Jeremiah. God says that with the oceans, if he didn't put the sand on the sea, the oceans would overflow the beaches and destroy indiscriminately. So God says he put boundaries, to keep the waves from doing their destruction. Personally, this fire with the winds, they suspected that even to 8, 9 o'clock at night, the winds were going to continue to 20, 25 to 30 mile an hour gusts through the night. The wind stopped. And when the wind stopped, there was a barrier. It ended. I believe that, personally, you don't have to agree with me, but I believe God said that he set the boundary to what these people wanted to do. If it was allowed, these people would have continued pushing this evil on east into eastern Louisville. They may have pushed it even into Broomfield and in Arvada. Do you know what would have happened if it would have hit the Interlochen area, where all those, you have these apartment complexes of 60 units plus? Do you know what would have happened if it would have jumped to the Flatirons Mall area and east up the hill? I think that's a little community of about 10,000 people in itself. Well, you know, that's Spook City. I call it Spook City, like a high, high intensity of government people in that area. It's a government center, as well as along with the airport up on top of the hill there. And if it would have hit that area, it would have put a big dent on Washington, D.C. West. But, again, I say that God made the decision, no, these people were not going to go do anything more. Not their plans that they intended were going to stop, and he made them. Maybe he didn't make them. Maybe all of a sudden they ran out of power. But somehow God intervened in that situation and stopped it. He set the boundary, and he said, you're not going to go beyond this point. And the spirits in the air over Boulder County that run that county, the main spirit in that county, was commanded to cease, to stop. You may not understand that from a spiritual perspective. It is in the Bible. I have talked about it on my program on Sunday on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. I've talked about this. God makes it very clear. There are spirits over, there is a ruling spirit over Boulder, Colorado, over the county, Boulder County. A ruling spirit over Larimer County. A ruling spirit over Weld County. The spirit over Weld County is not as powerful as the spirit over Boulder County. Larimer County, is power structure is right in between the power structure of Weld County and Boulder County. God makes these spirits obey him. They will do whatever they want to do, and they will use people to do whatever it is they want to carry out. And people obey them whether they know it or not. But I believe that God stated, you have a boundary, and somewhere in the evening, 7 o'clock, God said, this is it. The boundary stops right here. You know, that area that got hit, I don't know if these people are good people. I don't know if they believe in God. I don't know if they are devil worshipers. I have no idea. But let's say that it was a community of people that hate God. Well, even God protects them. Even God will protect these people. Is it in the Bible? Absolutely. Remember when Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the magicians, the astrologers, the soothsayers, these people in the king's court could not interpret the dream for Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was going to have them killed, all of them, because they couldn't interpret the dream. But Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, no, I'll get you an interpretation, let them live. I don't know the type of people that lived in that burn area. They may have been involved in the occult. They may have been God haters. They may be atheists. I have no idea. There may have been some Christians in there. I don't know. But even God will stop the devil from destroying his own children from time to time. I don't know. Just something for you to consider. It was not an accident. The hand of God did stop that fire, in my opinion.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Well, we'll finish off today's program. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts for all these programs are on 1360KHNC.com, to the podcast section. Programs stream daily, always, at all times. other hosts also on podcast, 1360khnc.com. Does Donald Trump, the Governor Abbott, when the big snowstorm hit Texas last year, is he aware of weather warfare programs? The man is too intelligent to not understand what is happening with these programs. He's too intelligent to not know. He has too many intelligent people around him that would inform him that what happened in Texas with that great snowstorm was a geoengineered storm. Whether he believes it or not, and I believe he does believe it, that's, you know, my opinion, he's too brilliant. How about this governor of this state? Is he familiar with not only bioweapons, but geoengineered weapons? Absolutely. People around him? Absolutely. Why? Because they're globalists. They deny it? It's okay. They're globalists. They're behind the green agendas. How do I know that? Well, look at how they shut down the oil industry in Colorado. Somebody gave him an order. Who could that have been? I suspect George Soros, other people. Donald Trump, is he aware of these programs? He's too brilliant to not be aware of them. But the thing is, they don't have the power to do anything about it. Even if they wanted to, they don't have the power, because people would, like you, many in this audience right now, you think that I'm maybe a little out there. No, I'm not out there. I am not out there at all. I've researched this stuff. The government admits it. The nations admit it. The people in Africa and the nations admit that when America or China or Russia or England, they want to stop the weather patterns, change the weather patterns, and create droughts, all they do is shut off the water, the airflow, the patterns in the air. What they do is they take microwave. You have a nice wet front coming in. If they want to dump snow in the hills, they hit it with microwave. It stops a storm. The moisture density increases, and boom, it rains or snows. That's what they did in the last Chinese Olympics. They cleared out the pollution when all the people of the world came for the Olympics. They cleared out the pollution. This is what they did in Salt Lake City the year that they had the Olympics there. They didn't have much of a snowfall during that season. But boy, before the Olympics took place, man, did those mountains get dumped on. Accident or intentional? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to maybe talk about this a little more. The people in Boulder and Louisville, God was helping them to stop that inferno. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.